With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Two-thirds of the country facing down a monster winter storm and extreme cold. The storm, snow, and ice stretching over 2,000 miles from Texas to New England as it tracks east through the weekend. Crippling ice accumulations will weigh down and drop power lines and trees in the most serious icing zones in the South. Hundreds of thousands could lose power, some for days. Thousands of flights have already been canceled ahead of the storm.
They're hoping you can reschedule your flights as the big winter storm threatens to disrupt operations and force widespread cancellations. Many airlines are offering travel waivers as ice, snow, and strong winds will be sweeping across major hubs and regional airports in the south, east, and central part of the U.S. At least 1,700 flights scheduled throughout Friday and Saturday have already been canceled.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. In the nation's capital yesterday, tens of thousands of pro-life advocates participating in the annual March for Life in Washington, D.C. There were speeches at the National Mall from House Speaker Johnson, Vice President J.D. Vance, and President Trump.
We have stopped forced taxpayer funding of abortion at home and abroad. We're championing faith-based adoption and foster care and supporting our parents by investing $1,000 into an account that will grow over time for every newborn baby. With your help and support, we will continue to fight at the eternal truth that every child is a gift from God.
Authorities say they've arrested Ryan Wedding, a former Canadian Olympic snowboarder, facing charges related to drug trafficking and the killing of a federal witness. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi and FBI Director Kash Patel yesterday confirming his arrest. Patel said Wedding was arrested after turning himself into the U.S. Embassy in Mexico, where authorities believe he had been hiding for more than a year and a decade. The former Olympian was on the FBI's most wanted list. This is SRN News. A leading evangelical issues a warning.
Dr. Albert Moeller is president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, and he's concerned about the invasion of a Minnesota church by anti-ICE protesters. Writing in World Magazine, Moeller says Christians should not minimize the incident, adding, quote, "A signal has been sent. The left is now willing to invade and intimidate Christian congregations that violate their progressivist agenda. This time it was over immigration policy. Next time it could be over anything." Michael Harrington reporting.
Historians, educators, and Jewish groups are considering how to teach about the Holocaust after the last survivors have passed away. Few of today's college students have ever met a Holocaust survivor. Those who have likely met a child survivor with few personal memories before 1945. This may have an effect on America's memory of the Holocaust. One study finds that 45% of American adults cannot identify Auschwitz or any other Nazi death camp. This is SRN News. President Trump announced framework for a plan to control Greenland is being hailed by a member of the Texas Committee of the House Committee on Foreign Affairs. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Texas Congressman Keith Self addressed the Greenland issue with Tony Perkins.
Is this going to be a part of the missile defense system there in Greenland?
Undoubtedly, because that's the northern route, the Arctic route that the missiles will come. So you're going to have an expansive rope because we say it's based on Iron Dome, but Iron Dome is a very short-range missile that Israel developed with us. Golden Dome is going to have to be much higher, much longer range, with a much wider reach. So that's why Greenland is so important.
Congressman Self's complete interview will air this week on Capitol Hill as broadcast, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time later today on the Salem News Channel. You will find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor, reporting.